today with another video for you guys. So, yeah, today's been an okay day. Well, morning. I'm like super tired though. I'm not gonna lie, y'all. I'm headed to work right now, and I just dropped my daughter off at my aunt's house. So now I'm like heading to work, and I am so tired. It's not even funny at all. Like, I'm exhausted, y'all. But I really just want to talk to you guys about and update you on my therapy that I had yesterday. So yesterday I had a therapy. Therapy went amazing. Like, I wasn't sure how therapy was gonna go, but therapy ended up being really therapeutic for me, really good. And it was actually good for me to go to therapy. I'm glad that I went to therapy and that I spoke to my therapist and just got some things off my chest. And, you know, she kind of helped me see through a lot of things as far as like how my love life is and things like that. Like, she kind of helped me, guide me, and just, I told her about my grandparents' death and work and all the stress that I'm under and stuff like that. But it was really therapeutic, and it really helped me a lot. And she just made me open my eyes to like see things, because I've literally spent like so much time not loving myself, beating myself up, being worried about abandonment. And I never really thought I looked at it that way, but she was hit the like the nail on the head, because she talked about how that I fall apart when people leave my life because I don't want to be abandoned, which is true. And I mean, I have loving parents. I've never been abandoned by my parents. I had nothing crazy, but, you know, I was just dumb, I guess. So, you know, I made some naive and bad decisions that I can't take back. I'm not proud of all my bad decisions that I made, but over the course of a couple months, I mean, they could have been better. I just wasn't thinking. But with that being said, like, I'm just looking forward to happier times, happier moments, and just kind of living in the moment more with my family and my friends, and just not focusing so much on love and dating and stuff. She just kind of opened my eyes. Like, I can't force somebody to want to be in my life, you know what I'm saying? Like, I do miss him, I won't lie, but at the same time, I realized that it's okay for me to be alone, and that it's his loss, not mine. Like, I've been a great person to him. I might have had my moments, but if he's choosing to, you know, walk out of my life over the petty things, like my therapist pointed out, like him blocking me on Instagram over a picture was stupid, because it's like, why is he so defensive over a picture of a girl that's just him and his best friend? Like, why is he so emotional about those things? Like, why does that affect him so much? You know what I'm saying? Because if that was just my best friend, I'm not gonna flip off the handle. But at the same time, all the things he did to hurt me and just not really caring about my feelings, it just kind of shows the kind of person, you know, he is. So at the end of the day, I mean, I just, moving forward, I just want peace, and I want people in my life who bring peace into it. I don't want people around me who disturb my inner peace, or who make me feel less of a person, or who, you know, bring me down and stuff like that. Like, I don't want that around me anymore, you know. And honestly, therapy made me feel a lot better. Like, I spent all weekend crying and being like emotional, and therapy really helped me like to feel better about everything. It just made me look at things differently and made me kind of open my eyes to be like, you know what, Sherelle, you don't need somebody in your life to be happy. You have family, you have friends, you have a great life. You don't need somebody to complete you. So it kind of took me a while to like get to that place, but, you know, looking at the bigger picture, I am proud of myself, and I've come a long way, and I'm gonna keep working on myself and just try to make some changes and learn how to cope, learn how to deal with my feelings a little bit differently than how I've been doing it, and just moving forward. You know, like I said, I have no ill feelings towards anybody. Like, I don't hate nobody. I don't have any ill feelings towards him or anybody else. You know, he is who he is. I am who I am. You know, I wish him all the best. I really do. But of course, I'm not going to reach out to him anymore, because looking at all the things I did over the course of the past couple of months, it was crazy. Popping up at jobs, popping up at homes, just using a text app from my phone, texting from different numbers. It was just, all of it was crazy. And it was all over somebody who, as you can see, is not even here in my life now because they chose to leave. So when I think about it, I know what I deserve. And I'm just going to not date right now. To me, right now, I'm not trying to repeat that cycle. I'm not trying to bring another person into my life when I clearly know I'm not ready. And I just feel like the best thing for me to do is just focus on myself and being a good mom. And my therapist did make a point. I need to reach out to my friends more.
I don't know what the heck just happened. Like, I was randomly talking to C-Vibes, and all of a sudden, the thing just cut off and ended. I don't know. That was weird. Maybe somebody called my phone. No, nobody called my phone. That's weird. I don't know why that happened. Anyway, like I was saying, I just spent, like, my whole 4th of July in the house, like, being depressed, being down, and it was for, like, no reason. I feel like it wasn't even worth me sitting up in the house, because I could have been out enjoying time with my family, and, like, I just feel like it was wasted because I was so depressed. So, like I said, you know, moving forward, I just want to focus on me, focus on positivity, and I honestly don't even want to talk about him on the podcast anymore because I feel like it's just not worth it. I want to give you guys an update on my therapy, but it's like, you know what, I want to only bring positivity to the podcast. I only want to bring positivity to the audience, to you guys, because I know that I want to give you guys good content, but I feel like the last couple of days have just been nothing but depression uploads of episodes and just me not being happy, and, you know, I don't like that. So I just want to bring more positivity to you guys. I want to open the doors to be more happier, and that's how I feel about that, guys. That's all I can say. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to be positive about all of it. You know, I just, you know, I'm proud of myself for finally kind of recognizing some of the signs, but kind of finally looking at it, like, just from my therapist perspective, and she was saying some of the things my mom was telling me, and just seeing how it all like played out, like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I don't, like I said, I have no ill feelings towards anybody. I just want to move forward in my life. There's no ill feelings towards anybody. It's just about moving forward, like, you know, wishing people the best and keeping it pushing, and that's all I can do. You know, I wish him the best. I wish his kids the best. I wish his family the best, and I'm just going to keep moving. Like, I don't, and, you know, I had him blocked on Instagram, too, because he blocked me about being petty, but I unblocked him because I'm not on that level of pettiness. I'm too old to be doing petty stuff. I don't block people on anything, whether it be in my phone or social media, unless they really do something to me, like, really, really, really bad. I mean, and he hasn't done anything that bad, and I'm not that petty, so I just unblocked him. I mean, he can have me blocking people on too. That's his prerogative, like, Bobby Brown says, my prerogative. Well, that's what he wants to do, you know, but, you know, like I said, moving forward, I don't really care anymore. I just want to focus on being happy, you know, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to, and so I'm trying to do this cleanse in my phone. So I literally, like, my phone's been on do not disturb. All the people that can contact me are people that's in my face, people that are in my favorites, so like my family or friends or whatever. So, you know, I don't want to be looking at my phone worried about, oh, is he going to text me or is he going to call me? It was just silly. I just want to, like, kind of chill out, relax, and I don't want to be stressing over things. Like, I know that he's supposed to be in New York this week, so I hope that, you know, I wish him the best in New York. Hopefully things go well for him. Hopefully he's good up there. You know, that's all I can say, but I got to focus on me now and focus on being a good mom, and I can't worry about the other stuff going on, you know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. Life has to go on, and I got to keep going, and I got to keep pushing, so that's what I'm going to do. Yeah, that's basically what I'm going to be doing, guys. I don't know. There's not much else to really say besides, like, I saw a quote. Some man on Instagram or something did a quote saying that now when women get their heart broken or they go through a breakup, they tend to, he was saying now that when women go through a breakup, they tend to just keep working and take care of the kids and keep pushing. And some other woman in the comments was like, no, we still are healing, we're still hurt, but we have to keep pushing because we're single parents, or, you know, we have to keep going. And it's true. Like, I feel like when we get our heart broken as women, we still feel like we're still hurt, but we just have to learn how to heal, and we got to learn how to keep going, and we got to learn how to, you know, focus on the kids and go back to work, because you don't have a choice. Like, I'm hurting, but I still go to work every day, and I still keep it pushing. And it's a healing process. No one is going to tell me that if they break up with a guy or if they, well, everybody's different. But I'm saying, as a woman, woman to woman, when you break up with somebody or you cut ties with somebody, it hurts. 9 times out of 10, you can feel the pain and it hurts you. It's going to hurt, but you do have to keep going. So for me, like I said, it's about healing myself right now. I'm not going to sit here and tell you guys I'm not hurt or I'm not sad. Of course I am, but I got to keep going. I can't let it affect everything, because I feel like it was affecting too much of my work life. I couldn't function at work yesterday. It was affecting too much of my personal life. So, you know, I didn't like that, because I don't want whatever goes on between me and him to affect everything in my world. So, like I said, I haven't been abandoned. Nothing bad has happened to me. You know, I'm just living my life. I got amazing family and friends around me. What in the world is this car doing in front of me, y'all? He's like literally driving like a grandma. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, yeah, this is morning drive with Sherelle, because I literally get so frustrated by some of the cars on the road, literally. Like, some people don't know how to drive or something. I don't know. But anyway, so yeah. It was just like going through all this. It teaches you about yourself. Like, I'm learning about me. Like, I'm learning I got to make better decisions. I'm learning I got to watch the people I choose to bring around me. And I definitely have to go with my gut instinct more. You know what I'm saying? So, with all that being said, guys, I wish all of you the best, the best, the best, the best, the best. And yeah, I'll probably give you guys another update on the weekend or something, but I just wanted to update you guys on my therapy session. Everything went well. No love is lost, like I said. You know, I give everybody my blessing. I really do. Cause I just feel like that's what you're supposed to do when you cut people out your life, and you give them your blessing and you wish them the best, because that's what I do. I do wish them the best, you know what I'm saying? But I don't feel like I need to reach out and say that, because it doesn't get me anywhere. You know, in the past, when I've tried to, like, reach out, it doesn't really get me anywhere. So I'm not trying to be doing all that extra stuff for real. So, yeah. Anyway, I am about to, I'm going to end this podcast. I wish you guys the best of best. Hope you have a great week. I'm about to be at work soon, so I'll post this for you guys, and I hope you enjoy, and just know that you're never alone and that you don't need someone to complete you. And it's okay to be hurt, it's okay to be sad, but don't keep sitting in that same emotion. So I'll talk to you guys later. Peace and love.